not lost. Just don't know exactly where we are.
Maybe I should steer for a while. Whoa. Buzz.
Man, you are so cute when you're hammered.
I'm not hammered.
You sure are.
Oh. Hey, look.
A little busy here.
Land.
Now it's garbage.
Another movie night.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. We are Just Another Movie Night, and I am Scott, and with me is my dog puncher, Joe.
Oh my God, I don't punch dogs.
Are you sure?
No, but I'll punch a cat.
Would you punch one of these dogs for me?
Oh, yeah.
In this movie? You would have to, right?
I would have to. Yeah, I would have like to would because have to. They are just going to gnarl your balls off.
Why does it gotta be about my nuts?
Well, because it's the most precious thing you've got on you.
That is some fucking crazy stuff.
Right? I mean, isn't this the same for all men? Like, you wouldn't want your penis to be bit off by a dog. That would suck.
I thought you were suggesting that my balls were your favorite thing about me.
That's not at all what I said.
You said the most precious thing about you.
No, I did not say that. I said the most precious thing on you. That's what I said. On you.
How insane is this conversation?
Don't be putting freaking words into my mouth. Yes, I like them, but it's not my favorite thing about you. Okay, let's move along.
You know what today is, Joe?
Talking trash. You're in the... Oh, wait, am I in the doghouse?
Yep, the dog puncher. Oh, talking trash indeed. This is our show to review, spoil, debate, and crap on and give second chances to the hated, the lowest rated, and the much debated and often forgotten flicks on the internet, all while asking the question, is it the worst movie ever made? And if not, what is? Because here on the show, we truly believe you can't review a film unless you know what the worst is. And it's August. It's the end of August for us. And this whole month, we've been doing dog films. And we are celebrating National Dog Month and National Dog Day, which was August 26th, by watching some low-rated dog flicks for the month. And because next month is National Cat Month, we are doing dogs versus cats. So we're finishing up the dog month. We're going to be heading into cats next month. But today, we watched a movie with a tagline, Play Dead.
Huh.
That's the tagline. We are talking about 2006's The Breed, a part of the Wes Craven Presents movies.
Wait, I have something to say real quick, though. If the tagline's Play Dead, that would not work here. Because if you play dead, they'll just eat you.
Thank you.
Okay. Move along.
Yep. I know. It has a 5.1 on IMDb from 14,973 reviewers. That's a pretty big one for us. Usually we're around the 5,000 to 4,000s.
Yeah.
Sometimes just us watching it boosts it up to 5. Here we're boosting it up to 15,000.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy that this many people have seen this movie. It was directed by Nicholas Mastandrea.
Okay.
This is his only feature film that he directed.
Hmm.
But he has been working on films in every aspect since 1973, including as a zombie in Dawn of the Dead, an associate producer as well as assistant director on all the first three Scream films. And he has 60 other big names, which he also was an assistant director on. He directed this because Wes Craven himself brought him the project after working with him on A New Nightmare.
All right.
And then they pretty much have been working together. Well, they did work together ever since.
Okay.
It was written by Bob Conti and Peter Wortman, writers of the Who's Harry Crumb movie.
I like that movie.
Yeah, that's what they wrote.
Who's Harry Crumb is funny.
Yeah. This movie has, this had a box office gross of $1.6 million. That means it actually was released.
Wow.
I thought this would have been like one of those straight to Cinemax or something.
Yeah.
Well, like all of the Wes Craven Presents movies. I don't remember a lot of those being in the theater.
Does Cinemax still exist?
I feel like it does.
Huh. All right.
Not Skinemax, though. That doesn't. This movie stars Michelle Rodriguez as Nikki. We all know her from the Fast and the Furious franchise, the Resident Evil franchise, and any other one where there's a woman punching someone in the face.
Okay. Well, I'm a huge fan of hers. I don't care. Fight me.
I'll fight you.
You ain't gonna fight me.
My favorite thing about Michelle Rodriguez in this movie is when Joe, at the end of the movie, said, titties. And then we also got a shot of her G-string, and we were laughing. We're like,
ass and titties.
Yeah.
Such a man.
You are. This movie also stars Oliver Hudson as John. This is Goldie Hawn's son. He was in the Black Christmas remake, Grown Ups, The Christmas Chronicles, and Scream Queens. It also stars Tyron Manning.
Taryn Manning.
What'd I say?
Tyron.
Eh, whatever. Tyrion Lannister.
Taryn Manning. You know her from such films as?
Crossroads, 8 Mile, Hustle and Flow. Then it also stars Hill Harper as Noah. His first movie ever was Pumpkinhead 2.
Nice.
He was in the Skulls. Remember the movie The Skulls in the 90s?
How can I forget? Or Josh Jackson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
World War Z. He was also a regular on the Good Doctor television show. It also stars Eric Lively as Matt. This is Blake Lively's brother.
Oh, one of them. They have two.
Well, the other ones are all half-brothers, right?
The other one is sister? Jason Lively.
And Robin Lively. Yes, the Lively family.
Very lively.
Very lively. He was in the American Pie movie and the L Word TV show. Here's some shocking trivia for you, Joe.
Okay.
There's a semi-sequel to this film called Breed Apart that came out this year.
No.
Yep.
We got to watch it.
Yep. This is.
Do they return back to the island?
This was actually. I'll read that to you in a minute. This was actually I had a text from our friend Beck over on This Girl Loves Horror on Instagram. She wrote me, "Wait, you're not doing Breed Apart?" And I could not believe that the movie accidentally picked. The fact
that she knows that exists is amazing.
Well, I'll tell you why in a second. The funny part about this is the movie I actually picked for us this month was the prequel to that movie that she was joking about, which I had no clue.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That movie, the sequel, stars the actresses from the movie The Fall, the two actresses from that movie. Remember The Fall?
Oh, yeah. I like that movie.
It's not bad. Which was the two actresses are Grace Carolyn Curry, who plays Miss Marvel in the Shazam films. Okay. And also Virginia Gardner, who was in the Marvel's The Runaways. And it stars Hayden Panettiere.
All right. We got to see it.
And the plot of the movie, and this is hilarious, is these women all race to the island where the movie The Breed was filmed because the production crew left the dogs behind. And they're going there to save the dogs on the island.
Stop it.
And it turns out they are all taken over the island as ravenous dogs.
Well, sounds like the same movie that we had watched already.
Exactly.
And it's called... What was it called?
Breed Apart.
No. What was the one we already watched?
The Breed?
No. The one that was with our guy, Joe Don Baker.
What about it, though?
It sounds like that same movie.
Well, this could be that same movie.
Yeah, I guess you're right. It's all on an island.
It's the same damn movies.
I'm going to see myself out of this.
Yeah. Just like last week's movie, The Pack, which was did last week, 29 dogs were trained with 10 trainers on set, working for 8 weeks of training, and the actor is spending between 3 to 4 days working with the dogs.
Wow.
The actors all worked with the dogs. Michelle Rodriguez did almost all of her own stunts in this film.
That sounds about right.
Yep. Okay. So yeah, we watched The Breed. So yeah, as we were watching these movies, we've done four. This is our fourth dog film of the month. All have the theme of dogs gone savage. And you're like, how do you do one of these movies? Like, how do you take these movies and turn them into an interesting plot line? And they're all pretty much following the same exact formula.
Yeah,
people go to an island, or people go to a place, and the dogs have gone mad. The only one that stands above the rest in the form of the plot being kind of different is that we had house pets in the first movie we did this month going crazy.
Yeah.
Because of a science experiment. Well, that kind of ties into this movie, since the two following movies that we did after that first movie both had the same premise as people went somewhere and dogs were going crazy.
Yeah.
On it, like an island, and like people were trying to fight back. This movie is kind of tying back to the first movie by having a science experiment being the big, like an underlining plot point.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't call it a science experiment. The whole point that the dogs were on the island to be trained as attack dogs. It's not really a science experiment. They're just being trained for attack dogs. And then they all got rabies. That's what happened. I was paying attention.
No, you weren't, because that is not what happened in this movie.
Yes, it is.
No, it wasn't.
It is. That experimental center that they went to on the island was to train dogs to be attack dogs.
It wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, they found out that it wasn't. It was actually the Umbrella Academy testing the T-virus on them. They made them super dog. Why did they say
they all had rabies?
It wasn't rabies. They were doing a science experiment on making them the ultimate killing weapons.
Oh, you know who knows about zombie dogs? Michelle Rodriguez.
Exactly. My point exactly.
I must have missed that. Maybe I was like too busy.
How did you miss the part where the guy found the chemicals left behind? Who left the experiment behind? Because he opened it up and got the tubes out and went, they were doing genetic testing.
I might have been looking down at that part. I dropped ice cream on my shirt.
Oh.
So.
And the ice cream completely made your ears not work too.
This was not a training facility. Something else was going on here. They weren't training anything. They were genetically redesigning them. They were playing God.
You know, I'm just gonna go. Okay, I'm gonna go. So bye. I'm gonna go.
Is this the part where you make staircase sounds? Are you gone?
Bye.
Jesus Christ. All right. So yeah. So the movie starts off with a instant terrible dog attack sequence where two people are sailing. It's just like a Jurassic Park movie where two people are sailing in an unknown territory that they've never seen before. And I confuse the 90s and the early 2000s together. And it is awful.
It's similar.
I know no one wants to hear this. I know no one wants me to shit on Wes Craven. I know it. I know everybody loves Wes Craven because he made Scream and he made Nightmare on Elm Street. Got it. Well, he also has done a ton of bad films. And this movie has the tropes of those bad films that those Wes Craven Presents movies, where every character seems like they walked out of one of the, like, music videos for Sugar Ray on the, around the pool, and they're walking out, and all the characters and everybody looks like that.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody acts like a bimbo or an idiot. Right. I mean, it's just wild. And it starts off with that. I would say that the first 5 minutes of this film feel like a different movie or someone else shot it.
Yeah.
Because how it opened.
He didn't direct this.
No, I know, but he presents his production movies.
I know.
He really never wanted to be a horror director.
I know. We talked about this before, but the more we talk bad about Wes Craven, the mean people are going to come out on our YouTube channel.
Oh, it doesn't matter. They hate me no matter what I do.
You can hate us if you want to.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't care about you.
Fight me. Everybody has their hot takes. I have a hot take. I just think that, you know, he didn't want to do horror, and I feel it in his movies.
I mean, I guess. I get it, you know?
That's just how I feel.
He kind of just got stuck in that, but... You know, but he was successful at it. I mean, a lot of the time he really was successful at it. So
Yeah.
You know, you can't really dispute that. Anyway, let's move along.
I'll fight it on it. But okay. Yes, look, it has that feeling. And I feel like this part of the movie was directed by someone else because the rest of the movie kind of feels better. So this opening feels like some assistant director to the assistant director of Wes Craven. You know, it's like that guy was given a chance. Go film this girl. Oh, we're just going to get some guy and some floozy on a boat. And he's just going to, they're going to be talking about how they want to have sex with each other. And then one girl just goes, the girl on the boat, she goes, land.
Well, they're lost at sea. Okay.
They're lost at sea. Which is like amazing Jurassic because Park.
What's funny about this is like everyone's always freaking lost at sea. Always. Like, okay, do you not have a goddamn radio on this boat? That's number one. And number two, how inexperienced of a freaking, you know, captain are you that you can't, you bought this fancy boat and you don't know how to captain it? Like, do you know anything about, you know, sailing or boats in general? Like, what are you doing?
Busy having this girl stick his face in her chest. And then she sees land. She keeps doing that. Like, there should be a moment you guys should be worried. They don't seem worried or panicked. And they're like, oh, we're lost. Ha 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 ha. Let's have sex.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. There's land. When they get to land, and this is great. We got to point this out. They're coming from the ocean, and then all of a sudden they're in the lake.
Yeah. A lot of movies do that.
Yeah. Somehow we see them sailing in to what looks like a rock. Like, you do not want to go near it. It just looks like completely dangerous rock area. Mm-hmm. That you would have to, like, maybe take a dinghy and go out on the water to get over there.
Yeah.
Instead, they literally just start sailing toward it. And the next shot is they're in a lake.
Yeah.
And we were like, what the hell's happening? And then the next shot from that, first off, oh, my God, to make it really bad, the actress gets off the boat and she says to her boyfriend, I'm going to go find the bar. Right. And it's just like an abandoned shack. Right.
I don't know. See, I think she was kidding there. Or is she just that big of a twit that she thought she was on a resort island?
I don't know. I think it was supposed to be a joke, but they look at each other and they go roar. And they do it like it's supposed to be like, this is a movie about killer dogs. Isn't this funny? Isn't this? Oh, it's so cute, isn't it? It's funny jokes.
You know what? I'm going to go find that bar.
Okay. Woof.
And then she goes walking up what looks like a path. And the next shot, the guy actually goes, don't go too far. And the next shot is she's lost in a jungle, like in a forest.
Yeah. And she quickly and very quickly, mind you,
is just lost.
She's lost. But she very quickly gets attacked, just completely savagely attacked.
Which is funny because you said to me, there's no way they're going to kill her that quick. And I said, oh, she did. This is a supplemental material for the movie. They did this because they were like, there's not enough death in this film.
Yeah.
So like, we got to put a couple more death scenes in this film.
Yeah.
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 Because it really means nothing. I will give this movie credit. It does do a lot of setup and payoff, which some movies seem to not recognize. But yeah. This movie does set up multiple things that will come back. And so this is being set up that his boat. Because I guess after she is completely mauled, I mean, so comically, like she's dragged off by a dinosaur. Like
that's what it seemed like, because they don't show the dog actually dragging, the dog itself dragging her. She just gets dragged and you can see her getting dragged. That's it. By some entity.
Can we talk about these early movies and doing this prosthetic for the fingers being bit off, where they just have the actor put their fingers underneath their palm and you can clearly see they're still holding their fingers there, but they put a lot of slap on meat and they're like, no one will notice.
Some ham.
Yeah. Just some ham there. And it's so obvious. It's so cheap looking.
It is.
Well, then we cut past, we get the credits, we get a title card, we get a plane flying in, more Jurassic Park. A plane comes in to this beautiful island and it lands in this lake perfectly. We meet all of our characters in the plane, and it is your typical end of the 90s, early 2000s cast of fodder.
It is. You know, it's also a very strange situation because this is, again, every single time we have a group of people in a horror movie, you always wonder, how are these people friends again?
Oh, yeah. And this one is by far one of the worst at the connection thing. When you start realizing that each one of these people has slept with each other or has liked each other. And it's very typical. Oddly enough, Oliver Hudson, that's his name?
Mm-hmm.
Oliver Hudson, he's playing John. He is the pilot of this plane. His brother, played by the guy from the L Word, is a veterinarian. He's gone to school. He's like graduating soon. And he is basically...
Well, he's the hip hooray of the family. Okay?
Yes.
He's the shining star of the family, and Oliver Hudson's just the leftover crap.
Exactly. And then in the back, we didn't know whose girlfriend was who. We didn't know what was going on, but we have two women.
One's Michelle Rodriguez, the other Taryn Manning, and then you got another guy who he's just there. At first we thought Taryn Manning was his girlfriend, but no. So she's, you know, just they're all friends or whatever. But Michelle Rodriguez is dating Oliver Hudson's brother, which at one point we learned that she also dated Oliver Hudson. So, okay, don't know.
Weird. My first question to you was like, okay, I assume this guy, Noah, is dating the other girl. And then I assumed when I found out Michelle Rodriguez was with the younger brother who's graduating, I was like, that's a twist.
Yeah.
And I was like, why would Oliver Hudson come as a fifth wheel? This feels really strange.
Well, he needed to fly them there anyway. He's the pilot.
Yeah. And of course, you know, we have the idea that the two brothers don't really have the best history.
Right. But, you know, being a pilot is not actually, a piece of crap. I mean, that's a pretty nice skill to have. So
they talk about him like he is the drunk, womanizing asshole. And throughout this entire movie, the guy is an archer. The guy knows how to fly. Well, that's iffy with the archery. But I do know why that happened. We'll talk about that later. But the archery, he's an archer. He knows about electronics and he can fly planes. And he has his own plane.
So he's not a complete and utter, like, moron. He's got some skills. But he's not a veterinarian.
Oh, that's the other guy.
No, I'm saying. He's not, you know, veterinarians. Oh,
the veterinarian is a big deal. He's a college graduate.
Yeah, you got to be a college graduate, I guess.
They're on the outs. And as we find out that Michelle Rodriguez was with him at one point, and we start getting the idea that maybe he was bad to her, which makes this movie even stranger.
Yeah, because why would you want to keep company with a person who was bad to you during your relationship? You know, like, I don't care if you're, first of all, I'm just not in the situation where I would ever have a relationship with someone and then just move along and date their brother. I'm not doing that. That's weird. You know, it's like re-meeting the family all over again and like, oh, hey, I'm not with that one. I'm with that one now.
Yeah.
Like, it's just weird. Okay. Yeah. That's weird anyway.
Can you imagine the mother? Like, oh, I've had sex with both your sons.
Yeah. That's just, no.
That's
no.
Weird.
Nope. 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 So.
I know it happens, but it's got to be awkward.
I mean, of course it does, but I don't know. I just couldn't live that life.
They're in love, though. I will say that they quickly tell us that this couple, there's not going to be one of those nonsense moments where she's can't decide.
No, no, no.
It's told, no, she loves this guy, and they were meant to be.
There's no messy love triangle here.
It's weird, though. I will say that the other twist is that Taryn Manning, she has liked him since they were 13. So these people have all known each other for a while. But the Noah guy, who is her friend, they're like friends, but they're flirty.
It seems like both Oliver Hudson and the guy who plays Noah just want to sleep with Taryn Manning. Like, both of them do.
Well, the Noah guy says, no, we're just friends. I've slept with all of her friends.
Yeah, but, I mean, he keeps coming on to her, which is weird.
It's like it's like an odd sisterly brother. Not sisterly brother, because they flirt. But, I mean, like, more of a, we're close kind of a thing. But at the same time, you find out that she likes Oliver Hudson, and they've known each other for this long, and I am like, nobody here seems like they're friends. I don't know who Noah is the friend of, if it's only her, if he just like kind of passingly knows the other two guys.
I don't know. It doesn't matter. Weird. I mean, we're expecting all these people to get brutally murdered anyway.
But I just think that their relationships are really strange right out the gate. And these movies, these late 90s, the early 2000s movies with these characters, always making them feel like it's just this weird grouping.
It always
is. Nobody feels like they connect. No one feels genuine
this
at all.
This crap started in the 90s, you know, with like the pairing of the groups of people, you know, in the horror movies that just don't, they just don't belong together. Like, you know that there's one like valley girl, you know, rich, you know, bitchy kind of girl. Then you got like, you know, the all-American boy. Then you got the down-home girl, girl next door. It's just it's all just a cliche.
At one point in this movie, the Noah character actually says it. Oh, you're the badass athlete. You're the smart doctor. You're the one that's the bad boy that can fly a plane. You're the hot babe.
I'll get it. I know where it is.
I'll come with you.
No. Relax. Each of you has your little job. You're the future doctor, smart and calm under pressure. You're the Eagle Scout in black sheep's clothing, quick with a weapon, handy with a seaplane. You're the perky athletic one, very randy to have around. And you look incredibly sexy in a bikini. Now, where does all that leave? Moi? I'm the one who knows where the fuse box is.
And yeah. I'm just the guy
who knows where the fuse box is.
That's what he says. He has an entire speech about it. And I was like,
yeah,
the writer, I'm like, literally, he's just like, I recognize how stupid this plot is.
I mean, in all honesty, this shit started with The Breakfast Club in 1980s. There's
but in
the
that,
jock,
they,
the princess, the geek.
Yeah, but
the
in that,
criminal.
they're not friends. That's the
true.
Whole point of the movie is
that
like,
is
we
true.
Do have, can we have common ground, even though we're separate.
Right.
In this movie, they're like, no
we're friends.
All in Love
yeah.
Burger, like in Love Burger and Can't Hardly Wait, where they're just like, why are you dressed like a cowboy? Well, I'm, why are you dressed like a pirate? You know, like these guys don't get along at all. Like, and they're trying to start a band. Everything comes back to that band for me, by the way. Every old life lessons I've ever learned comes back to Good Burger. It's not Good Burger. What is it? Love Burger. So
what's his name? William Faulkner.
Nice.
Did he go on to make movies after that? He didn't, right?
Which guy's this? The singer?
The nerdy kid. The nerd.
Oh yeah.
That ends up
he's
like
not
naked
in the band, though.
With what's his face?
But he's not in the band. Why are you bringing him up?
No, he's not in the band, but he does wear a Love Burger shirt and get on stage, and then he like.
Oh, because he gets drunk. Yeah.
Anyway, let's move along.
Yeah, please.
Move this plot along.
So they fly in. We get all the little bits of their lives. Here's the crazy plot line, though. These brothers own this island.
Okay, so this island was left to them by their uncle.
Yes.
Now,
we have to talk about this.
I have so many problems.
I think this is the only
thing
I want to talk about.
The place is incredible. I can't believe it's yours.
Ours. It's ours.
God, it must really suck being a trust fund baby, huh?
Yeah. When my uncle died, all I got were signing season tickets.
Our Uncle Frank wasn't rich.
This house is all he owned. He lived here for, what,
20 years?
20 years, doing nothing but studying birds, watching
talking
animals.
Trees, guzzling whiskey.
Yeah, he was a little eccentric. Obviously, Johnny and our uncle never really got each other.
No one ever gets me.
I got you.
Got me so much you dropped my ass.
Okay, so we're going to talk about this island that's, okay, literally in the middle of the ocean, because that's where islands are, you know? That's why it's an island. Anyway, so there's
It's next
nothing...
to which island is Jurassic Park?
Oh my God, which Isla, Isla
like,
Nublar.
But there's a new one every week, like...
Oh yeah, Isla Sorna. well, so...
Nature's Valley Nublar. That's
isn't that a granola bar?
Yeah, isn't that the last movie's island that they randomly found?
I don't know.
Well, this island is one of those islands. This one was the testing grounds for dogs.
Oh my God, here's the thing. Okay.
Okay, so
this is the uncle leaves them this fucking house. Okay, so there's a house on this island. There's nothing else on this island except a dog testing facility.
They used to come here when they were 10 years old. They haven't been back since they were kids. And when they went here, when he was 10 years old, the youngest brother, the one graduating, he says that they would go and pet the dogs because there was a facility where they were breeding dogs as guard dogs or something, that they were raising them and teaching them. And so he would go and pet the dogs, but one day they found out that they had rabies and that they were all put down. And so they never saw them again, and they never came back to the island again. So I guess in it, that was the last time they visited this island.
There's this company who leased some land on the other side of the island a couple miles away. Anyway, they built a compound for training dogs. When I was little, my uncle used to walk me over there and we'd play with all the little puppies. I think that's when I decided I wanted to be a vet. About a year ago. One of the dogs got rabies. It started to spread. And all the dogs got it, and my uncle told me they had to put him down.
That's horrible.
So I assume they've been killed, but...
Okay.
Very, so, very young. Pretty much young enough we wouldn't remember. But this connects this entire kid's plot line, because that's why he became a veterinarian.
Yes, because of the dogs.
Yes.
But here's the thing. Now, when did this uncle pass away?
Because I don't understand any of this plot.
This house is in pretty immaculate condition, yes, for having no one in it for, I don't know, 30 years.
Every time they touch a piece of paper, they open a refrigerator, there seems to be stuff in it. Mm-hmm. They touch papers and files. They find up in the attic of the research facility and find out more about the rabies incident. And it looks like brand new photocopy.
AMCS. Army Mountain Combat School. That's who leased the compound a couple of years ago. So they were training attack dogs. Maybe they were experimenting and it went wrong. Why would Uncle Frank have these papers? Come on, Uncle Frank wouldn't be involved with something like this. There's an animal rights activist.
Keep telling yourself that.
They probably told him what he told me, that the dogs got rabies, it spread, and that's why they had to put them all down.
Well, they missed a few.
Yeah. I didn't know what was happening there. And they also have an old car in the garage that they made jokes about knowing about it when they were 10, and they said it wouldn't start and it's filthy and it starts.
Okay.
So this is where you get confusing, because gasoline famously doesn't last forever.
Yeah. And also, why do you need a vehicle on an island where there's only one facility? Like, there's only a house and one other facility.
There seems to be this is another funny thing. There is a road for this car to drive down, and it's actually still, like, someone has cut it.
Yeah.
There's no weeds.
It looks like it's being maintained. However, there's nobody working at this dog facility anymore. And also,
because they shut it down, apparently.
When they did have people working at this dog facility, did they sleep on the island? Did they all sleep on the floor of this one lone house that's on this island? Where did they sleep?
Oh, you're suggesting that this uncle owned the dog place?
I mean, I would assume.
No. That was a separate facility.
So he just bought a house on a lone island.
He owned the island, and he built his house on the island. And I'm guessing he loaned it out for the dog thing. And that, I don't think it was him.
If he had nothing to do with it, then why was the freaking blueprint of the virus in his attic? Yes, he did have something to do with it. And he was invited, the kids were invited by their uncle when they were young to come pet the dogs. So yes, he had something to do with it, the uncle. Now, when the hell did he pass away? Because there's not one speck of dust in this house.
I am so confused by this, because where did he pass away? Was he dead on the island? Did he die on the island? Did someone find him? And if so, how is the entire movie happening? Because other people would have had to have come here. And why wasn't the uncle ever killed on the island from the dogs?
Right. What happened to the uncle is
because,
the question.
Hey, guys, fun fact. The dogs were never actually put down because they were being genetically researched and enhanced. And it was like in a form of rabies being tested on them, and somehow they were never put down and they got loose. And they have taken over the island in this time frame. But the problem is, are they suggesting that when the uncle died, that's when they were left to fend for themselves and they got released?
Yeah, see, the thing is, they found a way out of the compound. And that is how they were able to roam free and kill basically all the animals that are on the island. Because when the group of friends arrive via airplane, they notice. They're like, why is it so quiet? There's like no animals here.
Yeah, that's true too. Yeah, there's nothing there. And I guess that's what they're suggesting, that the uncle died off the island and that he never was able to go back to make sure the dogs were taken care of.
I'm just assuming, and because we know that, you know, there's not a single animal, like not even a bunny hopping around.
Yeah. And since, I mean, the facility where the dogs are looks run down
it looks like a destroyed facility in Jurassic Park that's like all defunct and stuff.
But everything else seems fine.
Yeah, the house is fine. Even the electricity works in the house. Like, they had to pump the fuse breaker or whatever.
They have a generator that uses gasoline and it works.
You know,
gasoline, if they make it sound like he's been dead for quite a bit. And they fly into the island. He knows how to get there with his plane fine and land and everything. And they know where everything is. And they're like, we haven't been here since we were 10.
Yeah. Well, when they land, they're staying for the weekend or whatever. And they kind of like give us some establishing character development a little bit on these people, but not really much. It's just like, okay, they're just friends. Yeah. That's it. So we kept taking bets on who's going to die first.
What you do in these movies?
Because obviously, okay, we have five people, and two of them are pretty major actors for at the time, I guess.
I don't think any of them were that big. We were talking about what came out around this time, so we know that the three Scream films have already been done.
Yes,
and that another Scream movie doesn't come out until 2011, so that's a pretty big jump. And this is the year Tokyo Drift, Fast and the Furious, came out. The same year as this movie.
Yeah.
So Michelle Rodriguez wasn't really working in the Fast and the Furious franchises until the next reboot.
Yeah, not yet. But she had done like Resident Evil by this time.
And I think she was only in the first one. And then she came back for another one later.
Yeah.
So I kept thinking, okay, so I don't know if any of these actors were particularly really big.
She did some stuff. She did Blue Crush. Everyone knew her then.
What I was going to say.
SWAT. That was a movie that people watched. So.
Yeah. I think if you pay attention to the plot, you know that there's two brothers and the girlfriend. They're going to be the three staying alive. You know, Michelle Rodriguez is probably the most famous of the bunch. Mm-hmm. And then it's the other two that you know are going to die quick.
Oh, 100%.
So, and that's the problem with the movie, is like, you know, and I will say that the actress, I guess we should talk about her. She sounds like she's high or drunk in this movie. And
that's Taryn Manning. She's always sounded like that.
Yeah. I actually thought when I was listening to her talk, I'm like, she must be a voiceover actress. I looked online. I couldn't find anything out, but I was like, I cannot believe she never did voice stuff.
What is that?
Lucky for you guys, I came prepared.
What you got?
Does anybody know what time it is?
What time is it?
Margarita 30!
Margarita 30!
Where's the blender? Come on, baby.
Yeah,
I don't, she sounds remember. Like she would be like Bobby Hill's voice. Or
oh
something
yeah,
like
she's kind of like a rasp. What was the last movie we saw her in before this?
Her career was very strange. I was looking into it a little bit, and I was trying to find information. She pretty much started doing singing a lot more.
Okay.
So I guess she's in a band, and she has tried out for other things. I heard that she was fired off a movie, and then that's when it made her go into music more.
I see. Yeah. Okay.
So, you pretty much know that they're going to die. And the funniest part is when they are in the house, and I think it's like the first day, they find a puppy who they say is a very large puppy.
Yeah, it looks like a big puppy.
Yeah.
It looks like it's going to grow up to be a German Shepherd.
It becomes their friend. It lives in it starts living with them for the day or whatever. And it doesn't get weird until Noah's character, which we slowly find out likes to drink a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to get alcohol. The dog follows him into the kitchen and literally growls at him because he won't give him food. And it like gets evil. It's so funny to see a little puppy face do
I
that.
I mean, it kind of, they did it good. I don't know if it was like,
I know, I couldn't tell if it was an effect.
An effect, but like, I mean, it looked good. He had his sweet little puppy face, yeah. And then he started growling at him out of nowhere. And I was like, ooh. He's going to nip at his ankle. This will be fun.
yeah, exactly. I thought that too. And he starts realizing something's wrong.
Yeah.
Well, that dog sneaks out. And of course, Taryn Manning, her character likes the puppy and goes after it with Oliver Hudson. And it's nighttime. And she gets jumped by a giant, like, German Shepherd.
Can we talk about this scene, first of all? This scene really even freaked me out because I feel like this dog was literally sitting on her chest.
Oh, and it is.
It is growling in her face.
Yeah.
Like, you can feel the terror actually coming off of her. I think she was really genuinely scared.
It's reading that they worked with the dogs for 4 days.
Yeah.
You can see every moment of it in this movie because here's the crazy thing about this. This movie, around this time, there is a chunk, at least a half an hour chunk of this movie, that's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
There is some dog stuff going on here. There's dog attack stuff. And there's some really clever stuff that they could have easily, like, shot in a way where you don't see it. This movie's like, no. You're gonna see a dog get hit with a baseball bat. Like, you're going to
see... Oh, my God.
Like,
yeah.
There's a part where Oliver Hudson literally grabs a dog in the air by the neck and slams it. And it looks so good that I was like, damn, the stunt work and the work they did with these dogs is like incredible.
Yeah, it was really good.
And these days, you're not going to see this stuff
anymore.
This is a type of subgenre of movies that we're doing this month where people are not able to see this stuff. And I think that with more dog violence, it's become like this no-no situation now. You're not allowed to talk about or reference, and it's really rare. The only time recently that I can really think of, I think there might have been a couple of dog movies where I was like, oh my God, I can't believe they did that. But you know, where I think Evil Lurks, what's that movie? Oh
my God.
Where the dog kills a child?
Yeah.
In that movie, that is the craziest dog thing I've seen in a long time.
Yeah.
But it's become a no-no thing that nobody wants to see. So watching these movies now going, wow, this is sensitive warnings for everybody.
I mean, it's so stupid because, you know, people love shark movies and shit like that.
They don't like them anymore. If you haven't been on the internet, people are mad about it. Like Jaws made everybody think sharks were bad.
Okay, well, I'm not going to be jumping into a freaking pool of sharks.
No.
I don't know about you, but I'm not going to be doing that. They're not going to, you know, come up and let me pet them. All right, that's not going to happen.
And any animal,
they're still fucking
can
predators.
Snap.
They're predators.
And then you get these people online who are like, no, that you believe that they'll snap, and there's previous warning signs. I'm like, no, any moment an animal can snap.
You know, like, honestly, any animal, a bunny can get pissed off.
I've seen the most amazing house pets, like, attack somebody out of the blue. No one knows why.
Yeah.
And it could just be looking at them wrong, stepping on their tail by accident, or anything could snap and make an animal go nuts. So it's like, these things are a possibility. And I don't, and in horror and movies in particular, I don't know how much something should be taboo.
Right.
But it's fascinating watching these type of movies because I know everybody's too sensitive now to do movies like this. But I will give this movie I will give this movie credit for in 2006 for showing the stuff that they show. So I'm shocked because of that terrible opening and then the characters being questionable and the plot line being questionable, suddenly finding myself enjoying the dog attack stuff.
Yeah, I thought that shit was awesome.
It starts coming heavy where the girl gets attacked by a dog. And now this also gets a little more questionable here, which is weird. I was still on board with it, but also questioning because she gets attacked, and Oliver Hudson's able to get the dog off of her and bring her back into the house, and they're all scared. Well, now they're worried that she has rabies.
I mean, here's the thing. You're on an island that's completely secluded from any civilization, and there's wild animals, dogs, on this island, and one of them bites you, I am pretty sure that they have something going on, and you should probably get in the plane and fly to a doctor.
Yes, and of course they don't. They say, oh, you can wait for 5 days, but a dog attacked me. There's something wrong. I don't know if we should be here alone. Yeah, we don't have guns.
She feels weird. She's not feeling right. What is wrong with these people?
Yeah.
Like, you're just going to keep frolicking in the lake and have a great time. And what? She was bit by a freaking, like, rabid animal. I mean, a crazy wild animal. Why would you think that she's going to be okay?
I agree. And this
stupid
is...
fuckers.
All right, Nunez. This is where the movie does something that I did not know what it was, how it was going to work in this movie, and it's a big part of the movie, is that she is starting to become very strange now that she got bit by the dog.
Yeah.
And she, like, kind of flirts with Oliver Hudson, but then pushes him off in the middle of the night, and you don't know what's going on with her, but you can tell that something's extremely wrong, and she's staring out into the night.
It's like she's waiting for the dogs or something. It's weird. Like, they have some sort of connection with her.
Yes. And in the morning when they wake up, she eats like every piece of food there is in the house. And she's acting very strange.
Yeah.
But in like a next sequence, her and Michelle Rodriguez go off and they go swimming. And she's like, I'm fine. And I kissed Oliver Hudson last night and I'm feeling weird about it. And it was like, yeah, you bit his lip and everything. Well, the three guys went off too, and while they're walking in the woods, Noah walks off and gets surrounded by a pack of dogs.
Yeah, I was like, all right, here's his moment because he's going down.
And I will say that these dogs look like dire wolves from the Game of Thrones.
They're huge.
They're beautiful looking dogs, and they are very menacing looking.
Yeah, they are beautiful and menacing.
I thought Noah was done here, but he is not. Shockingly, he's able to get back to his other two friends.
Yep.
And warn them that they are being hunted by dogs exactly when the guy from the opening of this movie with the boat shows up, bloody as hell, with like a machete, I think, and he just says to them, the dogs don't want you here. And now you think, oh my God, they're becoming like servants for the dogs? Is this like Dracula's dog?
It's so weird. Like, I was going to ask you, like, is he, like, completely taken over? Does he have rabies? Because he wasn't, like, foaming at the mouth or anything, but... And he was still lucid enough to talk to them.
Yeah, and what's odd is he's, like, working for the dogs by saying, they don't want you here. Go home. And he gets attacked by the dogs instantly in front of those... Instead of the three new people, they attack this guy for saying anything, and they rip him to shreds.
They don't want you here. The dogs, they don't want you here.
And the three main characters do absolutely nothing to help him.
Even though the one guy's got a bow and arrow.
Yeah.
You can stop some of
them. Hudson has a bow and arrow. He can at least shoot one of them.
Yes.
No, they just stand there and they're like, okay, well, let's go back to the house. Let's go. Let's go.
And when they get back to the house, they're like, run into the house to the and also the girl who's bit says, they're coming now.
So she does have a connection with the pack,
yeah,
I guess. And so, you know, her dog bite is growing into some kind of, like, you know, special power, it seems, because she has, like, a connection with them. But so they run back into the house, and this is, it starts in motion the whole survival situation, where the dogs are trying to jump through the window, the dogs are trying to get them, and they just have to, you know, survive the night. Type of thing.
Yeah, but I love how they did it. This is some of the sequences that I was talking about that are really good. The actress, the one that was already bit by the dog, says exactly the same thing as the guy. They don't want you here.
Yeah.
And all the guys are like, he said the same thing. Something is extremely wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And then Noah does this really funny thing where they do the thing where he is Samuel Jackson in Deep Blue Sea, where he gives the big speech and then the shark eats him out of nowhere. And I said, that dog's going to jump through the window any minute, but I will give them huge credit for knowing that we're all thinking the same thing, because the character Noah is telling the whole speech about this is crazy shit and we got to get out of here. Mm-hmm. And then he actually stops and looks out the window, sees nothing, and then comes back and starts talking. And then the dog shoots through the window and goes to get him.
Yeah.
And the dog actually pushes Noah down and goes for the girl because they're staring at each other. And when she looks away, the dog attacks. But that's when Oliver Hudson grabs it by the neck and like slams it, and they kill the first dog.
Yeah.
And
there's a lot of them, though. There's a lot of dogs on this island. That's the crazy
thing about it, is you think maybe there's only like 10 dogs.
Nope.
No, there's like 30 dogs on this island. It's wild. They keep showing them.
Yeah, there's
a lot. They keep showing up at points in this movie. But yeah, that's like you said. They start boarding the house up. But here's the huge thing. They don't board the house up. They say, we have to get to the plane.
Which would make sense. They should have did that, I don't know, 3 days ago.
Well, it's only been a day.
Well, like the day that she got bit was what, the day before yesterday? They should have did that. They just let her rot. So
no, she said we'll wait like 3 days or something like that. I don't know why, but in the morning, this is when it all happens. She was bit last night. She did the weird eating all the pancakes and stuff in the morning, and then they attacked in the house.
Seems like it was like days longer, but I guess no,
it's only been a day. And when they look at the plane, they say, we got to get to the plane. They look at it. They look back out the window. And only in seconds, the dogs have completely chewed the rope and freed the plane to go away into the water.
This is next level smart. Like, yes. I mean, what a smarty pants.
But they show the dogs sitting there in front of the plane, not doing anything. And the next sequence, they look at it again, and it already had chewed it and freed it.
Yeah, the plane's already drifting off.
In a second. These dogs are that smart.
I was like, all right, that's cool. That's cool.
I love this. They're like, we have to get to the boat now because it's going to get too far away where we're not going to get it. Yeah, it's going to like get pushed out to the ocean. Right? So the guy runs down there to get it. And when they get down there, the one guy jumps in the ocean, Oliver Hudson, to swim to it. And when he gets there, there's two dogs sitting on the wings.
Oh, my God. That was next level. You ain't getting this plane, motherfucker.
You and me during this sequence is where we're like, oh, shit, yeah. Because the two dogs jump off the wings, and we didn't think this was going to happen.
I didn't think that they were going to jump into the water.
They jump in the water, and they chase them.
They chase his ass.
And then they get all over to the docks. Dude, more come from the other side. Like, it was circling them all.
I
was
you know what? I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, but if I was Oliver Hudson, I would have, like, taken a knife or something with me and tried to, like, stab them before they could do anything. Also, they're doggy paddling. So the chances of them mauling me to death while swimming is slim to none. I would have
would you take your chances?
I would take my chances.
Are you serious?
100% my chances.
I would have been scared out of my mind.
He could swim faster than them. He can.
Those things are huge.
They're huge, but he can swim faster than them. I was like so disappointed in him. I was like, dude, you can just shove their heads under the water. You can kick them. You have the power over them. They don't have any power while they're in the water. They just don't. They doggy paddle and they try to keep their little heads above water. It's not like they can dive and bite your ankles. You're fine. Let the freaking plane drift off.
Would you find this as a huge complaint? Because I actually thought they did it good.
I mean, no, it was done very well.
I thought it was tense.
But I think the decision was like, okay, come on, dude, you can get to that plane.
I guess in retrospect, like I feel like if it happened in that moment and you saw two German shepherds nosedive into the water at you, you'd be like, oh, shit.
I mean, I'd be like, okay, yeah, that sucks, but I'm a faster swimmer. I can dive. I can dive under the water. They cannot.
They can dive.
No, they can't hold their breath for a minute. They can't. They'll drown.
I mean,
they don't know how to dive. They know how to doggy paddle. That's
we're gonna look into this later.
Fine, look into it. But I can promise you, they know how to doggy paddle. They're not diving and doing the freaking breaststroke underneath the water.
Wait, well, they also tell us in this movie that there's a dog in a tree at one point, and we were talking about, can they climb like that?
Okay, I did look into this, and no, That particular breed of German Shepherd cannot.
But you're forgetting that this movie has told us that they're literally super soldier dogs.
That's true.
So the swimming also could be taken that side.
I mean, I can see him sitting up in the tree smoking a cigar.
Oh, just, absolutely. You
know, waiting for...
I was expecting to see them swimming like an alligator swims. Like just serpentine, like flying at me.
No.
That's why I was like, when they did this, they did it great. And I love that Noah here has a baseball bat and is hitting dogs left and right, getting them out of the way.
I mean, you know, three cheers for him because he's actually doing something. Because Oliver Hudson is a total turd in this. I mean, he doesn't.
So we do have to talk about this sequence because this is where the big misfire happens. Literally, they're all running into the house, and Oliver Hudson had to swim in a different direction. They're luring the dogs away, so he goes in a different direction and he goes toward like the garage where the car is at. It's like a barn, and when he gets there, they're all running up the staircase. And the dog gets Michelle Rodriguez by the leg. It doesn't bite her leg. We were wondering about this. It actually grabs her pants and pulls her down the steps. So she's laying on the steps, almost going to get mauled by a dog. And Oliver Hudson does this thing where I would say that it goes into House of the Damned vision, where the camera he gets the bow and arrow. He goes, you know, I got this. And he like gets it, and the camera flies like the Matrix House of the Dead around him, and he shoots it like a badass, and he's gonna shoot the dog, but the dog just goes, let go, and he lets go, and she gets the arrow right in the leg.
That was epic.
We actually were like, this guy, man,
this freaking guy. But it does scare the dog off. So this is still them, you know. First of all, now we have two injured girls. Okay, two injured girls. And the plane has now drifted down the freaking lake. You cannot get to the freaking plane. It's just a hot mess. Like, every decision that Oliver Hudson makes in this movie is pure trash. I mean, he's responsible for getting this plane. He wimps out when he sees the dogs swimming. I'm like, I just can't with this guy. Okay, he's the worst.
I'm not going to say he's the worst at the dogs thing in the water. Like, I would have been scared. Anybody would have been scared.
Can we talk about how...
That's something that they chewed a line of a plane to release it and then sat on the wings and waited for him. And then they nosedived into the water at him. I would have been like, these aren't normal dogs. I am getting the hell out of here.
Well, he let their only ride go downstream, okay?
I don't know how he would have died.
He would have died trying.
But then he's the only one who could fly it, so they would have died anyways. Well, he would have killed everybody.
That's true. He's a pilot.
And he's literally the one that saves them all in the end anyway. So,
that's right. He's a freaking pilot.
Yeah. So they shot the arrow, but the sound of it has got the dogs to go away because she screams. The dogs all leave. So they bring her inside and try to fix her wounds. Now, this is where the movie kind of starts, because I think all of this so far has been awesome. Like, I was like, oh my God, this is intense. This is crazy. The stunt work is great. The actors are doing a pretty damn good job, even if they're not the best, you know, in the roles or whatever. And then it gets a little stupid because they all decide to hang out and get drunk. And I don't know if this is a great idea here. Noah's like really plastered and he starts trying to play records, but it blows the fuse box. Now, would you blast music when the dogs could be coming through the windows any minute? They boarded up the place, but obviously there's ways in.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't want to be listening to music or jamming out at this juncture. I would probably be thinking or brainstorming about how to get off the island.
I would have been brainstorming how to get off the island, and I would have been making crazy weapons with knives.
These morons, I mean, one is like basically turning rabid. One got shot through the leg with an arrow. The other ones are just drunk all the time. I mean, it's just a hot mess. And so obviously the fuse blows, and then the only guy that knows where the fuse box is, which is Noah, he goes down to the basement. And guess what's waiting down there for him?
He gets
completely destroyed.
Hiding behind a puppet show for some reason in the basement is a grate for the dogs to come down into and jump into this basement. Right through a puppet show.
It's pretty convenient because that would mean that the dogs had access to this house this whole time.
Yes.
And they just decided to sleep outside. They could have been sleeping in the warm house. You know? Like, it's weird. But, you know, even so, he gets destroyed down there. The dogs just freaking rip out his neck.
Yeah, they kill him instantly. No one talks about him ever again.
Oh, it seems like they're okay. Yeah, they're fine.
Well, they start getting chased. They go up to the attic. They make it up to the attic, all four of them. And they really don't reference it. They're kind of sad. And it's just like, okay, over. We're not going to talk about him ever again.
It's over. But, you know, can we talk about the badass that is Michelle Rodriguez? Because they're in the attic and, you know, she comes up with a plan to...
Well, it's actually her boyfriend.
Well, the boyfriend. But, you know, she's like, this thing is made out of bubblegum. You're not going to make it across there. You're too heavy.
It's a zip line. There's a zip line.
Yeah, it's a zip line.
He actually went and got the zip line. It goes into the water. But he removed the thing. He actually snuck outside and got the bar and it brought it up to the roof so they can go to the barn, like from the barn to the roof, you know, from the other house.
Well, because they're trying to get the car. So what's amazing about this is where are you supposed to drive that car, huh? You're on an island, stupid. Yeah. Like, where are you going to drive the car to?
Well, like, I think they're... Well, at this point, I think they're coming up with the idea that maybe they need to get to the radio tower to call for help.
Okay. What's amazing about this movie is that you're literally, you're flying there. You don't have any other communication devices, like, I don't know, cell phones or something. Like, this is 2006, right? I mean, they did have cell phones back then, little Nokia pieces of crap, but they did have them. Right?
That's a good question. I didn't think about it like that.
Why didn't they not have any kind of way to communicate? You're going to be on a deserted island in the middle of nowhere. In the middle of the ocean, miles and miles away from humanity, and you don't have any communication devices?
Yeah, not one beeper in sight.
No, nothing. No, not even one of those sidekicks that, what's her face used to have? Is it a sidekick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I didn't think about the idea that they might have a cell phone.
Yeah, no.
I never thought about that. Even Zach Morris had a cell phone.
I mean, he sure did.
So, yeah, you're right. I didn't consider that at all in this movie. But later on, when they do find a cell phone, they say no service.
Yeah, they have a Nokia cell phone in that facility where the dogs were being tested on. Okay, so they existed.
Yeah, no,
these
you're right.
Stupid assholes didn't bring any kind of communication. Oh, yeah. Whatever. Well, let's move on past that.
They fly an airplane and they have an island to themselves. Yeah. And they don't have phones. Yeah. Well, you're right. It's crazy. I never thought about it once.
I mean, no way to communicate. Okay. Yeah. That's fine. You're in the middle of nowhere. But, you know, so
Michelle Rodriguez
takes the zip line, even though she had pretty much an arrow through her entire leg and she's injured. The badass that she is gets
turns
across
out she's
there.
An athlete, yeah.
She's a freaking. She's next level awesome and leave it to her to save the movie. So she gets in the little barn and gets to the car. However, the dogs dig their way into that little barn and they attack the car. And guess what? The car doesn't start because, you know, movie, the car won't start. So all that was for nothing. It was like a 5-minute scene of just showing us, you know, she's a badass. So that was nothing happened. Nothing happened. So they had to make an effort to get her back to the house over the zip line. And the two fools, the two brothers, end up running to the barn anyway. So all that was just like filler of her climbing down the zip line and doing all that because it literally led nowhere. They ended up running to the freaking barn anyway.
Well, that actually happens later, but they have to get her. The one guy tries to distract the dogs because she's hanging halfway and the dogs are trying to nip at her feet. So they have to get her off of there that way. So they do get her back by, I think he shoots an arrow this time and it shoots it right. And he kills one of the dogs. He also shoots an arrow on the other side of the barn for her to take the rope and pull herself back in. So they distract the dogs, but they come back up to the roof. So what happens next is that the dogs get into the house more and they try to fend them off. But it was funny. It was like when they go downstairs, the one brother goes, we're going to have to go over. Both brothers are going to have to go over and get the car together. And I think the one brother is he's bit at this point.
Yeah, he got bit.
So he's now affected
running
as well.
Running to the attic, yeah.
So when they go downstairs, they go, The dog just left. And I said to you, how did they know the dogs were gone? And he said, a guess. Just a guess.
Just a guess.
Just a guess. They're taking their lives at risk with just a guess. They go downstairs. They go, what's that smell? And then you also said, that's Noah's rotting corpse. Don't you remember that guy? And I said, yeah. And it wasn't. They go, they marked their territories. We're in their house now.
I was like, oh, come on.
So they left Michelle Rodriguez and the other girl up in the attic. And they come downstairs to go, and they go to the barn to get the car so they can start it up anyways. And they can't start it. They have to push it.
And pump it.
So they get this to work, which is shocking because the dogs just don't attack them until they feel like it. So they start pushing it and they get it going. And they have to do this entire thing where they have to push it downhill so they can get the car to rev up. And the dogs all start chasing them. And he's on the roof with a bow and arrow. And of course, like an idiot, they move the car a little bit. He loses the bow and arrow in the sequence. And they do get the car started by driving straight downhill, almost off the cliff.
I feel like everybody in this movie is a buffoon. Okay, except Michelle Rodriguez. She's the only badass.
It works, though. They accomplish the goal.
Yeah, they get the car started, and they go back to the house to get the girls. But Oliver Hudson runs back in.
Because the one girl won't leave.
Taryn Manning, who was bit by the dog first, she won't leave. She's having a mental breakdown. And he tries to convince her to leave, but she convinces him to go without her, because the dog comes in and tries to take them out, and she locks eyes with the dog, like they have some kind of like communication going, and the dog literally attacks her, and then in the next scene, she's flying out the window with the dog, and she falls onto like a wooden post.
Yeah, but they actually hit. I actually wrote these notes down. I literally took notes on the stuff that happens to Oliver Hudson's character because I thought it was insane. Oliver Hudson's he's at the window. The dog hits her. She hits Oliver Hudson. He bounces off the roof and lands on his chest. And they get him in there, but she goes out the window in a different direction and they land perfectly on what seems to be some kind of, this is confusing to me. It was some kind of like,
what's merry-go-round?
That? Merry-go-round that kids have.
It was like a little kid's merry-go-round, like from the 80s. But it was like, it had like wooden planks, you know, that you can hold on to. So it was like a makeshift merry-go-round, which is even more odd because it seemed like the brothers didn't know that was there, even though they had visited the island when they were kids.
Yeah, they were playing with it. And while they were playing with it in a montage, he breaks one of the things off. It's actually a setup and it has a payoff.
Yeah, because the plank of wood is so, like, you know, old and decrepit that when he was holding onto it and spinning on the merry-go-round, it broke off. And so now it's like a big
spike.
And so Taryn Manning lands on top of that and dies with the dog. They both die.
Now all the dogs come and eat her.
Yeah, they start picking at her and stuff. And I was crazy. Like, oh, this is fucked up.
It's crazy. And they're also eating their own dead.
They're eating their own dead. So now we know how they survive, because if they ate pretty much all the animals on the island, which would be a pretty big feat for them, the dogs, they have to find food source somehow. So they're eating each other.
Yeah, they're eating their dead and not eating each other, because they are keeping themselves. That's why there's so many dogs. They are breeding.
Well, they're breeding, and then they're probably eating,
because we saw a puppy.
Maybe they're eating the older ones, or maybe they're eating, but they have to eat something. So who knows? That's just an assumption.
Yeah. Well, they've been feasting on that woman and that other guy. And then also they've been feeding on their other dead body and then Noah. So they've been eating pretty good at this point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they get away with their car and they get to the facility where the dogs came from in the first place, which is still locked up, and they are able to get on the other side of it. Luckily, nothing's electrified here because everybody keeps touching the fences like without a problem.
Oh, I was thinking about that too. I was like, well, they didn't have any power. They had to turn on the power inside the facility.
Yeah.
So thank God for that. But when they turned on the power, which Oliver Hudson had to do to connect the radio, he had to climb up a huge tower, and he literally gets zapped when he plugs the power back in. and he falls like, I don't even know, 80 feet off this tower onto his back. I mean, this guy gets so fucked up. This is the second fall in the movie that he's had, major fall. Then, as if he needed more shit, the dogs actually come in and attack him. Now, this is not just one or two dogs, okay? He is literally attacked by at least five dogs. And I was like, I don't know how they're doing this. I just don't know how they're doing this. This is amazing. I mean, he was getting fucked up. And then the brother comes out and he's got the jacket on for, like, you know, when dogs get trained to attack. He's got that protective jacket on. So he comes out with a baseball bat and just starts swinging and trying to save his brother, who's fucked up. I mean, he is literally mauled.
Yeah, I was like, I wrote some of this note down, everything you're saying, because I wrote, like, he's the brother from Jurassic Park. Like, everything crazy is happening. He's been electrocuted. Oh, he's fallen.
He's
twice.
Timmy.
Twice.
He's Timmy, yeah.
And he's been mauled by dogs, and he is just fine.
Is he, though?
Because he is, like, still helping people. Because the brothers are fighting off the dogs at this point, and the dog, he has got a baseball bat. He is smacking these dogs around. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. And inside the place, when they started it up, it started a fire in the basement, and it's starting to gas out Michelle Rodriguez. She's getting instantly, like, the smoke
inhalation,
and it's like she's gagging in there. And this is like an airtight place, and she sees that flames are coming out from underneath the door, but they get sucked back in. And then she sees that all the dogs are coming in the hallway to get her, and she comes up with a plan. We instantly caught it. We're like, oh, they're gonna do a backdraft type of situation. But she sees that they knocked out a gas tank. What was it, like, propane tanks?
Yeah.
And she goes and lures them back to the door with her. And these doors are like iron. They're really. I laughed here. I said, if she grabs that fucking door handle, it'll burn the shit out of her. It is insane. But that's exactly what happens anyways. She grabs the door handle and says, say hi to Cujo for me.
Give Cujo my best.
And she opens the door, and it lets the flame hit the propane. And this place blows the fuck up.
Yeah, I mean, just, I don't know how.
Explodes.
So she survives this, somehow survives that explosion, because she drives the car into all the dogs that are mauling her boyfriend and his brother.
Because when he was up on the tower, he saw that yacht from the opening was still tied up on the dock.
He's somewhere. Like, holy shit, there's a freaking boat right there.
Yeah. So he saw it, and he was trying to tell the brother that she's dead. We have to go to this yacht. And then she shows up with the car and kills a bunch of the dogs. But there is at least 20 more dogs around them.
I mean, it doesn't end. They keep coming.
They keep coming.
I was like, wow, this animal trainer has a lot going on.
Yeah. She able to run them over, get them in the car. They get to the yacht, and they get away. I don't remember.
They get away.
They get finally away. Get to the yacht, and they get away. There is a whole bunch where they have to, oh my God, we're so stupid. She drove the yacht, Fast and the Furious style, off the mountain into the lake, and they had to jump out of the car and swim to the yacht.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. That's right. She drove the car right over the cliff into the water because the dogs were, like, chasing the car. So they're like, okay, what's the quickest way we can get to the freaking yacht? And they just drove the car into the water. Don't stop. How do you know you're not going to get knocked out and drown? How do you know?
I rode the Alpha Hudson. I'm like, electrocuted, fallen out a window, fallen off her tower, been mauled by dogs, crashed into the water.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Car crashed into the water. He is fine.
He's fine. They get in the yacht. They're sailing off into the freaking sunset.
Well, they're sitting there in the boat, and they make a really good point. She says to the two of them,
what's going to happen to you?
Yeah. You guys were both bit. Like, what's going to happen to you?
Yeah.
And they said, well, we're going to have to figure that out later.
Yeah.
And Oliver Hudson goes to open up the door to the cabin to sail the boat or get the
radio or something.
And a dog jumps out. And that is the end of the movie. And I was mad. This pissed me off so bad.
I liked it.
I hated the dog jumped out so bad. This is another late 90s, early 2000s.
It's a trope.
With,
but you know,
last moment jump.
They do it all the time. And I was like, you know what? I kind of expected it. There's no way they're just going to get away. And also, they're not fine. Okay. They're not.
They're not fine.
They both have rabies or something. And
it's like, not even rabies. They're like some kind of like.
They're mutated.
They're some kind of. They have connections to the dogs.
It's weird. Something is.
No idea what
it
is.
They don't really tell you. It's just like you have to just assume that there's really something wrong.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're like, I don't know. We're just going to have to find out. And then he opens the door and the dog jumps out. So we assume that they didn't make it. But here, let me just tell you. I have a feeling I can end this movie. Oliver Hudson grabs the dog and just jumps overboard with the dog and they both die.
Yeah. My thought is that the dog bit Oliver Hudson right on the throat. He died. And then the brother jumped in front before Michelle Rodriguez got bit and he took the dog over and Michelle Rodriguez sails into the sunset. And then she ends up marrying her love and joining a family.
Stop.
And it gets fast and furious.
And furious, Finn. And everyone I lives think this happily is Letty's, ever after.
This is Letty's,
Letty's prequel. Letty's beginning.
This is her beginning. After she drove that car off onto the thing, I'm like, this is her
I'm
prequel.
Sorry, she's a fucking badass.
Yeah, I wrote that here. I wrote, Michelle Rodriguez is a badass.
She is a badass. I mean, I don't care. She definitely did more in this movie than anyone else. She kicked ass.
I was listening to someone talk about the last Expendables movie and how originally the last Expendables movie was supposed to be the Expendabellas or whatever.
Oh, okay.
And yeah. It was going to be all the women action stars.
Well, I would do anything to see that.
And I was like, how is Michelle Rodriguez not in this type of movie? Like the Expendables should have become all these women.
Should be Sigourney Weaver, Linda Hamilton, Mila Jovovich, Michelle Rodriguez,
Kate Beckinsale,
and Kate Beckinsale,
Ming-Na, all right,
Ming-Na Wen,
and
Zhang Zi, yeah.
So we can name a whole bunch of these people.
We can just freaking cast this movie right now.
What's her face? Charlize Theron,
Sofia Boutella, done.
Oh yeah, Sofia Boutella, yeah, absolutely, done.
Did it.
Oh, what's who's the girl? Oh, I'm forgetting her name now. The one that's in the Raid 2.
Oh my God,
she was in.
She's not only is she awesome.
We watched her fighter. Movie too. That was really good too. She has her own standalone movie.
Yeah,
she's actually really great. I don't know if she's getting any more stuff to do. I would also put some Mara Weaving in there.
I mean, if we're talking top 10, no.
No, but you know, some of those people aren't going to be the leads, like you're saying. They're going to be like Sigourney Weaver or Linda Hamilton are going to be the helper, you know, like the Bruce Willis character or the Harrison Ford character from those movies.
They're like the oracles.
Yeah, the one that tells them their job.
Yeah, Hammer Girl's name is Julie Estelle.
Oh, Julie Estelle. How did I forget that?
Yeah.
I'm so mad at myself. But yeah, I can't believe that's not a thing. But I guess we're coming close with the Fast and the Furious franchise. Like in the last movie we had, what was it, Charlize and Michelle Rodriguez and Gal Gadot all in like they're all in that scene.
Oh yeah,
and I feel like someone else is there too, but I can't remember.
Yeah, we could do an Expendabellas.
Like, they should have done it, and instead they went with the movie they went with. This is one of the worst damn movies ever.
Well, yeah. Do you want to do a review on this? Because
I'm sorry.
Oh no, what are you sorry for?
Well, what happened?
No, I'm just thinking because I have two reviews that I actually found this time.
Yes. Here's the thing. So I could not believe I was enjoying the middle half of this movie a lot. Like I was I'm sort of into this movie, and I think it was better than it ever should have been. I do feel like it fell apart, and I feel like a lot of stuff with the science stuff didn't really get explained well enough, and it didn't go anywhere, and I didn't like its stupid ending.
Okay.
And so I think I went from in the mid half, I was like, oh, I'm going to give this a 6, aren't I? And then I went, no, it's a 5.
It's a 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a 5. And I will say that I was very entertained by a lot of this. I thought it was going to be a big piece of shit, but it wasn't. I really do like the dog attack stuff. I mean, it did it really well. We're on a roll with that. Animal trainers are pretty badass. There should be an Academy Award for that shit.
Yeah.
I mean, 100%.
Oh, that you're absolutely right. Especially with the John Wick movie, with what Halle Berry and him did.
Oh my God, yeah.
Like with the dog trainers in that movie is incredible stuff happening in that film.
Yeah, seriously, it's awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to be in a 5 also. But I did find a 10 star and a 1 star, which...
What is this?
This is why we can't have nice things. This is a readout. Two extremes of IMDb reviews. And a 1-10 star and a 1 star. And it's definitely proof that people just can't review movies. And they ruin it. They just ruin it. What is that? What?
Yeah. No. Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, what you gonna say?
No. I was like, is that what it is? Is that what they can't review films, or is it just that we can't have nice things because they can't make up their minds? Everything's either perfect or it's terrible.
It's okay. You know, not everything is just black and white. Okay. Yeah, there is a gray area. There is a gray area, and you know, people write a lot of reviews just to boost the ratings and do stupid shit. And it's ridiculous. And then you watch this movie and you give it a 1 star and you're just like, oh, this is the biggest piece of crap I've ever seen. No, it's not.
That's why they fuck it up for the rest of them.
Yeah. No, it's not. Watch the shit that we watch.
Let me hear this. Is it written by a cat? If it's a 10, is it written by Puss in Boots?
No, this one's really short. This is titled, that's a 10 out of 10. And this is titled, Why This Movie Has Such Low Rate Here.
Oh. Mm-hmm. All right, we're off to a great start.
Great start. I really enjoyed this film and would recommend it to everyone, and I was very displeased to see that it had 5.1 rate. So unfair. 10 out of 10.
Fantastic.
Well,
which button is it? Is it this one? It wasn't that one. There it is. That's the one. Who wrote it? What was the person's name?
Okay, the person's name is Hal Yow.
I see you.
All right.
I see you, Hal Yow.
This one too. Okay. This is a 1 out of 10. Mm-hmm. Bad, bad, bad. This was by far the worst film I have ever seen in my entire life.
Wow.
The plot line was more than weak. It was non-existent. The acting was substandard, and what is with the constant use of slow motion? It is pointless. Normal dogs have never and will never be that scary. At least add big fangs or make them abnormally sized. Basically, they are dogs that have been experimented on. How does this make them intelligent? However, it does mention genetic engineering, yet how does this become infectious? I feel like I have lost 90 minutes of my life that I will never get back. I would never recommend this film to anyone. Do not watch.
I notice a trend in that was written by a dog. there's a trend in these 1-star reviews where people say, I can't get 90 minutes of my life back. That's a weird trend. Like, that's a weird thing that people say. I can't be the only one that's like, okay, enough of that already. Like, you wanted to sit down and watch a movie.
Yeah.
You've probably watched so many movies. Why would you say that? I've lost 90 minutes of my life. What are we going to do with that 90 minutes? What were you really going to do?
He was going to masturbate.
With those precious balls. Seriously, though, I don't get it. And I also don't get people who say that dogs are not scary. Have you ever been like growled at by a dog before?
Okay, I'll tell you that dogs are in fact scary. They can be scary. I mean, have you ever seen a Rottweiler growling at you? Have you ever had a Rottweiler growling at you? Because that's the scariest thing.
I was chased by a large pit bull when I was a kid. It was the scariest thing I've ever experienced in my life. It scarred me. It freaked me out. I've had multiple people I know being attacked by dogs that are big. Mm-hmm. So I have no idea. I don't know, but there is a curse on my family, so that we know that for a fact. So,
no,
it's a dog curse.
No dog curse. It's a dog curse. I have the cat curse then.
Yeah, you get attacked by cats.
Except my family, they love cats. I mean, my family has cats.
They have dogs too.
Yeah, I mean, I would say more dog people than cat people. My family, but yeah, I mean, I got bit in the face by a dog, a little shit dog, one of those little schnauzers or whatever he was, he was like a terrier or something. He was my grandma's dog and his name is Butch. Freaking demon. And he was mean. He was just mean. He only liked my grandma. And I was just like a little baby playing on the carpet with my toys. And he just came over to my face and took a big slab right out of my face for no reason. Unprovoked. I was just living life.
Yeah.
So you don't know. I just don't know.
I was like, how have you lived your life and never been scared by a dog once?
Yeah. And, you know, something like that would have scarred me probably, you know, but then I've met some really sweet dogs also.
Yeah. I mean, you know? we had a great dog, but I just think that it's still to say that there are no dogs aren't scary. I would say sit down and watch Pet Sematary, watch Cujo, and be like, it's not scary. There's no possibility of a dog being terrifying. Have you ever seen a canine unit? Like, have you not been around that before? Mm-hmm. Like, you're lucky yeah. You haven't had that experience.
Yeah.
You know, like, so, I don't know. I think that's wild. So here we are. We did 4 dog movies, and they're all killer dog films, unfortunately. I thought we can't do a talking dog film.
No.
I was thinking about Underdog, and I was thinking about a couple movies like that. And I was like, no, they're not as fun. Nope. These horror movies are kind of more fun because they're insane. And I will say that I think you agree with me on this, but these were kind of fun.
Yeah, they were. What movie would you say of the bunch that we watched was your favorite one?
Because I think last week, The Pack.
The Pack, yeah.
I don't know what it was. Maybe it was just the characters. Maybe it was the way the professional dog handler, like how they train these animals, how they shot it all, kind of was interesting. And I never found it boring. I thought it was really interesting. But I will say that I also enjoyed the first 2 films we did in a so bad it's good way, especially Dracula's Dog. I think it's kind of like, it is fun. It was funny. And I think I had a really good time editing the episodes. I will say that I enjoyed this month of editing most. I think this is probably going to be my least favorite to edit this episode because I don't know if the movie had enough in it.
No, it didn't.
I think the same thing as last week's too, The Pack. It was too good.
Well, The Pack was our highest rated one for us. I mean, we both gave it a 6.
It's like we don't have anything to joke about. It's kind of hard to edit in things.
Yeah.
So I will say that the first 2 movies I went to town on editing. So I was enjoying myself.
Yeah, but this one wasn't a huge sack of crap and neither was last week.
Exactly.
Week's. So I think that,
the better 2.
The better 2. The Pack and The Breed. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So I mean, success. So far, we have, I think, I have 2 4-star movies, and you have, I might have had I think it's 2 4-star movies, and you might have had a 4 or 3, and a 5 and a 6.
Yeah, I had a 3, 4, 5, and 6. Yeah, yes, so, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think it went in that order, didn't it?
I think it was, for you, it was 4, 3, 5, 6.
Oh, 4, 3, 6, 5.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think I had 4, 4, 6, 5, 6.
Okay.
6, 5. Yeah. So yeah, that's interesting. So next month we're doing cats and we're doing a bunch of cat killer cat movies.
All right. I'm going to have a lot to say about this.
And unfortunately, we already watched The Uninvited, which would have been great for this.
I know. Cat lovers are going to hate me. They're going to hate me next month. Sorry. I know it's going to be real rough. It's going to be rough on me. I have a trauma.
We didn't talk about this too, but there was a weird oddity this month where the first 3 movies that we watched were 1977 films.
Oh, yeah.
All 3 were 1977. So something was going on with dogs in the 1970s where people were like, dogs are scary. 1977, bunch of dog films.
Yeah.
This movie is the first of the whole bunch that was 2000s. So I think next month, when we do the cat films, I have a bunch of older ones. But I'm a little weirded out about which ones to go with. But
wait, how old are we talking? 60s?
All over the place. So, right. Yeah, I think I don't know if I have any newer ones.
Well, I don't know. I feel like in the 60s, they were really hurting their animals back then.
Oh, I'm
trying. They didn't know camera tricks.
I'm trying not to do that.
Yeah, I don't want to look at that shit. I mean, as much as I'm not a cat person, I am a dog person, I still don't want animals to be hurt like that. So
I personally want to watch black and white horror movies.
I
like the
too.
William Castle type of era where it's like a cat movie, but it's so cheesy that it will have a lot to talk about it, especially if it's a movie that's like 70 minutes. That's like the perfect
you know what?
Movie.
Yes, I want you to find the William Castle-esque black and white gems.
I actually think I have a Fulci cat film.
What?
And I have a Japanese cat film.
Oh my god!
I definitely have those two. So, all right. Any last parting thoughts on dog movies?
No, I got nothing. This one was not bad.
It's a strong month.
A strong month. Yeah.
Kind of fun. No, none of that. We were mad.
No.
Although, did we put a movie? Oh, no, that was The War of the Worlds.
Month
we snuck in. It was kind of secretly a talking trash. All right, so yeah, this doesn't even go in the list because we liked it.
Yeah, we liked it.
Enough where it doesn't even belong near the top 10.
Nope.
So, until next time, everybody, thank you for listening. As always, give us comments, likes, anything. We'd love to hear your comments on Instagram at Just Another Movie Night and Joe at The Crafty Misfit. If you have themes for a month or you have movies that you think are the worst movies ever made and you think that would be funny if we did it, I'd love to hear it. Any of that stuff, we appreciate you so much. And as always, thanks for listening. Have a good one. Bye.
Okay. Look, we just gotta be smart here. Smarter than these dogs.
Sherry, shut up! Just shut up, alright? Y'all drive me crazy right now. Smarter than wild dogs, what are you talking about? Okay, Nikki's right. We gotta get out of here with the quickness. Sherry needs some help, and we're gonna do that, alright? But first, we're gonna stay in here where it's safe. We're gonna let the dogs disperse. Alright? Then we're gonna get in the plane and get the hell out of here!
Get out of here.